The newspaper headline writers must have been sharpening their pencils with glee when they heard that Vladimir Putin had banned Irish TDs from entering Russia. The heading in the Irish Daily Star is, "Don't go Russian off to Moscow." The Irish Daily Mirror, "Vlad gets Bolshoi." And in the Irish Times, TDs vie for seats on Kremlin's naughty step. That's STEPPE. Under that story, Miriam Lord reports from Leinster House that by tea time yesterday evening, several politicians were pure sick with worry that they had been left off the banned list. Other more serious news out of Leinster House relates to changes to the family law system. The Irish Daily Star says that lone parents will no longer have to go to court to secure welfare payments for childcare. The Irish Times tells us that reforms will include a new dedicated family court division with specialist family law judges, as well as a more streamlined system. The paper says that at the moment, the system is fragmented, opaque, adversarial and subject to discrepancies in waiting times. Last year, a family in Naas could wait 32 weeks for the local court to hear an application, while a family in Bray had to wait 6 weeks. Then there are reports from that news conference yesterday on child abuse and spirit in schools. You may have seen the video from the conference on the news, but there's something about looking at newspaper photos freezing a moment. For example, the headline in the Examiner quotes middle-aged Curry McMahon asking us to picture him as a 12-year-old boy, while the photo on the front page of the Irish Independent allows us to do just that. It shows Curry and another victim, Louis Hoffman, smiling with their arms around each other. In that photo, you can imagine them as two mischievous boys jostling in the yard, while in the picture of Curry on the front page of the Irish Times, he's wiping away a tear. And then you can imagine that boy struggling with his private grief. COP27 is prompting different responses in the papers. The Examiner's environment correspondent, Padraig Hoare, says there are fears it could end with no real progress, while the Irish Times environment correspondent, Kevin O'Sullivan, writes that there are signs of progress. While if you wanted a reminder of what's at stake, over the page in the Irish Times is a stunning photo by Alan Betson of stags in the Phoenix Park in Dublin. Because of the interaction of sun and fog, most of the sky is dark, and the land is bright, and then just walking along the horizon, two stags are silhouetted. But that might not be the best animal photo in the papers today. That could well be the picture in the Irish Independent by Patrick Brown of two-year-old Thomas O'Shea. Thomas is smiling charmingly, which is a bit surprising because perched on top of his head is a tarantula spider. Thomas was visiting Southeast Technological University's Science Week. The Irish Examiner's columnists are in sparkling writing form this morning. Michael Moynihan is talking about cyclists in Cork who are green-red colourblind. He writes, "It's a rare red light in Cork that doesn't shine gently on someone blithely sailing past it." And Bernard O'Shea is writing about mixing non-alcoholic drinks with alcoholic drinks for Christmas nights out. And he says those nights out are hard to avoid. He writes about friends who say, "Come out for the one." Never in the state's history, he said, has anyone met their friend in a pub for the one. If it did happen, he says, it would be reported on the 6-1 News the following day.